This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hama ba'd. Today we're going to do two concepts that are linked together. And they are concepts that are discussed in every single book and treatise that deals with attaining a higher level of spirituality. These two concepts in Arabic are the concepts of zuhd and wara'. Zuhd and wara'. Ibn Taymiyyah says, zuhd means that you give up that which will not benefit you in the hereafter. And wara' means that you give up that which might potentially cause you harm. Zuhd is to give up something, it's halal essentially, but it's not going to benefit you, so you don't do it. And wara' is to not do something, you don't know if it's haram or halal, you're unsure, it's unclear, but you have a sense of extra cautiousness. Now, to be brutally honest, the problem comes with zuhd and wara' is that we are dealing with the very highest of the high. We are dealing with the top 1%. In fact, in the times of the past, in the times of Imam Ahmad and others, there were discussions, are there any people left that have zuhd or not? Are there any people left that practice wara or not? They would discuss this 1,000 years ago. What do you think about us in our times? Zuhd and wara both deal with that which is essentially halal. It's not haram. But you want to attain a higher level. You want to go even better. And you want to maybe give up something that is halal. Because our scholars say, there's a rule, you should memorize it. Too much mubah becomes makruh. And too much makruh leads to haram. Too much mubah becomes makruh. This is what zuhd is. And too much haram, if you keep on, too much makruh, if you keep on doing it, eventually you're going to get to haram. And so wara means that you give up that which is doubtful. And zuhd means you give up that which is of no benefit. And the fact of the matter is, this is a goal we're all striving, myself included. We're all hoping to get there. At least we should be aware of it. So let us briefly go over what is this concept of zuhd and wara. The word zuhd means you don't have a concern for it. Zahada anhu, your heart has no attachment to it. So Allah says in the Quran about those who purchased Yusuf as a slave, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. They didn't want this. They didn't think he's worth even the money that they paid. This is what zuhd is. Zuhd is you don't have an attachment. You don't have pleasure. You're not happy in this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهَرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. He is telling us, do not desire eagerly. Do not stare at those that Allah has blessed them with the pleasures of this world, the zahra of this world. That's not your main goal. وَلَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What Allah has promised you is much better and more everlasting. And the concept of zuhd, therefore, is that you live a life that is simple. Now, here is where we get to the big caveat. Simplicity does not mean that you wear shabby clothes and you live in a dilapidated hut and you live the life of a hermit. No. Imam Ahmad was asked, can you be zahid and rich? Imam Ahmad said, many of the Sahaba were rich and they were zuhad. They were zahid. Many of the Sahaba were rich and they were zahid. Hassan al-Basri said, listen to this, zuhd does not mean that you make the halal haram. Zuhd does not mean when Allah has allowed you something, say haram. But zuhd means you find more happiness in what Allah has promised you than what you have in this dunya. So zuhd is in your heart. Zuhd is you in your heart, you're not eager for this dunya. You don't find ultimate happiness in this dunya.
Even if you are wealthy and you live a good lifestyle, your happiness is not in this dunya. And the best example of zuhd is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, when he was gifted good meat, he loved meat. And he loved to eat good meat. And he himself said, that's why the sahaba would gift it to him. And when good clothes were gifted, he would wear the good clothes. But let's be honest, did he go out of his way and make that his primary goal? No. So zuhd does not mean that you don't enjoy this world, but zuhd means your attachment is to the akhirah. And at some level, we all have a point in our lives where, do we really need another car? Do we really need a larger house? Do we really need those extra clothes? Here is where zuhd comes in. Zuhd does not mean you be shabby and undignified, but zuhd does mean you prioritize the akhirah over the dunya. Zuhd means you give up a luxury you don't need. You give up the dunya for the sake of the akhirah in a manner that is reasonable to your level of living. And that's a fine line that requires a longer discussion. But again, to make it very clear, being zahid does not mean that you live the life of a miser or a pauper. No, it means your happiness is not attached to your material possessions. It means you do not make this dunya your ultimate goal. And if need be, you sacrifice this dunya for the akhirah. As for the concept of wara, and by the way, there's a good hadith that illustrates this, right? The concept of prioritizing. There's a hadith in the Sunan of Ibn Majah. Our Prophet ﷺ said, I advise you to visit graves, to go to the qubur, go to the graveyards. Why? فَإِنَّهَا تُزَاهِدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَتُذَكِّرُ بِالْآخِرَةِ Because you will become zahid in the dunya. Notice, going to the graveyards, what's going to happen? You're not going to sell your house when you go to the graveyard. You're not going to change your lifestyle. But every time we visit the graveyard, what happens? We go back and we realize, my house isn't going to last forever. My dunya is going to finish up. I need to prepare for that. So he literally linked visiting the qabr with increasing your zuhd. And this makes us understand, what does zuhd mean? So this is the concept of zuhd. As for wara, so zuhd primarily deals with lifestyle. Wara deals with actions and businesses and eating and drinking primarily. What you eat and drink, what you get involved with, what stocks you purchase, this will be wara. When there's something gray, then you leave it. Our Prophet ﷺ said, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ Leave that which is doubtful to that which is not doubtful. And Wabisa, the famous Sahabi, traveled all the way from Yemen to visit the Prophet ﷺ. And he entered into the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ already told him what you came for. You came to ask me about piety. He had prepared in his mind to ask about how to be a pious person. Before he could open his mouth, Jibreel told the Prophet ﷺ, this is why Wabisa has come. So Wabisa came to ask the question. The Prophet ﷺ said, جِئْتَ تَسْعَلُ عَنِ الْبِرِ You came to ask me about piety. He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I did. So then the Prophet ﷺ said, الْبِرُّ Being pious is to do that which your heart finds happiness in. مَطْمَأَنَّ إِلَيْهِ الْقَلْبِ And being impious, being the opposite of pious, is to do that which ma haka fi sadrik. Your conscience is biting you. You don't like it. Something is off. You don't find comfort in this. Something is, you know in your heart something is not right. Even if the Prophet ﷺ said, the people tell you it's okay, but your conscience is pinching you. Follow your conscience. This is what wara' means. You abandon that which is gray. Our Prophet ﷺ said, الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه. The halal and haram are clear. Between the two is a gray area. Whoever avoids that gray area, this is wara. Whoever avoids that gray area, he has lived a pure life and lived up to being a pure person following the religion. So brothers and sisters, the concept of zuhd and wara are an important aspect of the one who wants to purify one's heart. Examine your lifestyle, examine your businesses, examine your food and drink. Our Prophet ﷺ entered the house one day and he saw a date, he picked it up and then he put it back and he goes, perhaps this date was from sadaqah, and I'm not allowed to eat sadaqah. He waited until Aisha came back to ask, is this date gift, or is it you purchase, or is it sadaqah? And then when he found out it was a gift, he ate. This is what you call wara. This is what you call being extra cautious about what you eat and drink, where you earn your money from, whose businesses you interact with, where do you invest your money. All of this, when you reach a level of piety, you will begin to examine all of these things. And the more pious you wish to be, the higher your level of zuhd and wara' will be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ikhlas and allow us to be of those who are perfecting their iman. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.